Hello guys, and welcome to yet another episode of the Everything Podcast with me, your host, Kahiri. How are you guys doing? Question mark. I hope mko salama. Hamuna mushkili wala hamuna bugda. Mko salama. It is the start of a new month. It is a beautiful month, the month of August. So as we start this month and as I start this podcast, sina zile stories zangu za upuzi, but I have a quote that I hope will be your motivation and that you guys will reflect upon it as this month continues going by, and maybe for the rest of the other half of the year. And it is by Sun Tzu, the author of Art of War. Nami wambia, so many vitabu maze, so many vitabu. If you get the chance, soma kitabu yenye sio ya academic, utapata amounts of knowledge from there. Anyways, and it says, if you know yourself and you know the enemy, you will never lose. If you know yourself and you know the enemy, you will never lose. Okay, so reflect upon it, enjoy it, move with it, let it be your anthem. Understand yourself, understand the enemy, who might be yourself. You know, most of us are battling wars, inside wars, like personal wars that you can't be telling anybody. And I want to talk about one of the wars that we fight with a lot. If you know yourself and you know the enemy, you will never lose. If you know your enemy is this and that, yeah? If you know your enemy is blah, 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 and you know yourself and you know your capabilities, and you give yourself confidence, you can never lose, okay? So straight into the episode now. I will ask us a bunch of questions, or I'll ask us a question, and if the answer is yes, I really hope that you get something from this episode. Okay, so have you ever felt like you did not deserve something, or you were unworthy of doing something, or you are unworthy of something you've already done, or you feel like you haven't earned the right to do this certain thing, or you haven't earned the right to a certain accomplishment that you've had? What I mean is, ushai succeed kitu. Kana kumbuka vile nilipata result yangu ya KCSC. Kusema tu kweli, nilifurahia, yes. But then, nikasema, after a while, nikaanza kusema, hii ni bahati. Unaona, hii siyo kazi, hii siyo mimi, hii ni bahati. Have you ever felt that way? Have you ever felt like you want to start something, but there's a voice inside you inakuambia, bro, wezi, eh? Like when I was saying about starting this podcast, I said that ilifika, like I started the one thing and then I released the first episode, and then I kept on listening to myself speak, and I was like, I hated it. I hated how I sounded. I hated how I talked, but it was a good episode, to be honest, according to some reviews I got. But for me, I felt like I did not deserve the amount of love that was shown towards me for that episode. I felt like it wasn't a good enough episode. Have you ever felt that way? whatever you're feeling is something that is called the imposter syndrome, and it is not a disease, it is not something that can be medicated, but it is something that will lead to late, if you do not deal with it, it later leads to depression and anxiety. So imposter syndrome, let me give an example of my life. I do engineering, yes, and the people I hang around with, most of my friends who are doing engineering are super smart people. Like tunakunyonga pombe huko vibaya sana, but these guys nini werevu bwana eh. And sometimes I remember this time tulikuwa tunafanya exam ya technical drawing, and mimi hiyo ni my worst unit juicy ready shirt, na watu wamekaa kando yangu ni Paul na Makori, Marcos de Makusa, de Makusaba, de Makusita, wamekaa kando yangu. So mimi nimekaa, I'm the center, mimi ndio nimekaa katikati juu, ndio juu walikuwa wanajua, hadi waliniambia bro, hapa uko deficient, weka hapa tukusaidie. And to be honest, miss jaiona kitu kama hiyo. Question 1 imeletwa 30 marks, 5 items zimechorwa kwa hii kitu. Swali itasema kitu unafai kufanya, inakwambia chora or the graphic whatever. Kumbe unafai kukombine hizi 5 items zikuwe kitu moja ndio uchore. Nani atajua hiyo? Mimi najua hiyo, mi sijui. Lakini si Paul na Makusita, de Makusaba, de Makutisa si wanajua. And it was a 3-hour long exam, and akina Marcos na Paul wakifanya, and the rest were in my class wakifanya kitu, I zoned out for like 30 minutes and I was like bro. Sasa the inner imposter, kwa hiyo wenye wamecheza hiyo game, hiyo game inatangwa nini, hiyo game ya imposter among us, the imposter in you anakuambia bro, ebu kalie stool uangalie bro, wewe peke yako ndio uandiki kitu, umeandika jina yako, umechora borderline na title block vizuri, lakini hadi uelewi swali. Unaona kama una deserve kuwa hapa kweli bro, kweli bro, hii pesa yako ya fee ukoshi watu ungeiweka vizuri, ya miaka 4 ya miaka 5 zenye unataka kuenda, tufungue supermarket pale Kinungi ya Wines and Spirit. Ukujua unge kuwa millionaire by the time 5 years inaisha. Ukujua unge kuwa. Unaona hizo ndio maswali najiuliza na tunafanya exam. And I know I am not alone. I know hadi wewe mwenye unasikiza. Najua ushai kaa chini. Unataka kuanza biashara. Yes? But tuseme for example, mimi nataka, vile nilianzisha RNK Munchies na Betty, tumeanzisha, yes, si ndio? But sometimes unapata like a week umepata like 2 orders maximum, nao ni marafiki wako, and then you are comparing yourself to mse kama Usumo Brad mwenye ako na Big Fish, mwenye alianzisha kitu yake like 3 years ago. Unaona, most of us tunapitianga the same type of bullshit yenye you have this project, yes, uko na this task you want to do, and then you look at this other guy mwenye amefanya the task in a much faster way, and wewe uko slow in doing this task, or you feel like you're incapable, and you compare yourself to this other guy, and you yourself, you feel like you are inferior, you feel very overwhelmed by this harrowing feeling that you did not deserve to be in the same space as this person who is in quotes better than you, but most of the time it is not the case. Amen. Sindio. So most of us, most of your whatever monologue ni metawa kuongea sahi, most of us have undergone, if not the same, similar aspects in our lives. See what it may be, certain different situations, but the same feelings. And most of the times we have no idea where it comes from and how to deal with it. So where does imposter syndrome comes from? Mostly, it comes from the past. Subconsciously, subconsciously your brain, when you start doing a task, your brain remembers the past number of times you have failed in other different tasks, and it comes like a recurring number. Inakuja tu. So uko hapo unajaribu kufungua biashara ya chakula, inakukumbusha, unakumbuka 2017 ukijaribu kuuza Big Daddy shule ukashikwa. Unakumbuka 2020 vile ulimaliza shule ukijaribu kuuza certain thrift clothes na ikashindwa. Unakumbuka blah 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 blah, and you feel discouraged before you even start the thing. It also comes from verbal abuse, and by verbal abuse simanishi atifaki umjinga nini ngui hizo takataka zote za upuzi. No, sometimes unfortunately our parents have to blame. Okay, like nikoshua hadi ukwe nani, most of us have very strict parents when it comes to education. And a period in high school, kuna time ulipeleka kanunge, kuna school ulipata kanunge mahali kwa hesabu na ukapelekea mzazi. Hivyo ndio mimi ilinifanyikia, nilipatanga. Kuna time actually nilikuwa form 3 the final exam yenye ina average ya mwaka. Ili average form 3 kila kitu nimepata ikakuja 19. Exam zote nimefanya tangu form 3 anze hadi form 3 mwisho, 19 ndio average, 19. So inamaanisha katikati nilikula 0-1. Unaelewa? Eh, and nikikuja home, hiyo ndio the only thing I was afraid of. Hiyo maths, hiyo hesabu nitakuja nionyeshe nani? Budangu kwanga sijui nini. Budangu anachukianga kuona. Budangu anatakanga straight. Na mimi ndio huyu nakuja home. Kwanza nakumbuka nikirudi form 3 nilikuwa nimeibiwa box. Na kwa hiyo niko na vitu za kuiba, nilikuwa nimeiba manguo nini. Unajua unaiba tu ma socks. Nakuja home na letter E. Ananiuliza, boss, unataka kufanya nini after form 4? Juu siyo ndio time yenye watu walikuwa wanachagua nini, yani hapo mwanzo ya form 4 ndio watu walikuwa na makaria whatever. So mimi nilikuwa nimesema tangu kitambo nataka kuwa engineer wa ndege, na nimeleta result kwa mzazi, inasoma hesabu E. Haji sasa, unaona. Budango akaniambia straight up, uwezi forget about it. If kama hii ndio vile unaenda, boss, tafuta kitu ingine ya kufanya. Yeah? Tafuta we kuwa, fanya history, uende ukue anthropologist. Wacha mambo ya hesabu, ya kuwa engineer, hizo vitu wachana nazo. And he said it, kwanza unajua wakiongea na Kikuyu wanakuanga so harsh. Design wezi sahau, unaget. And najua ina sound utoto, but if you were a weaker person, if I was a weaker person in my spirit, in my body, in my mind, ninge accept that I am an inferior person to the society and I do not deserve to be an engineer. I do not deserve to do something quality. Unaona? Ningeenda tu nifungue supermarket kinungi, eh, na pesa ya school fee. Unaona tu? Na get if I was even weaker, ninge drop out because he was very harsh about it. And I was strong and I whatever and ikapita na nikapita na tukua hapa au sio. And I know most of us haven't thought about what our parents said tukiwa in lesser whatever in lesser, not just say tukwa campus awaulizi result, but high school ndio ilikuwa hapo, ndio ilikuwa hapo, ndio walikuwa wanaongea, una get. And such verbal abuse, I'm using verbal abuse very lightly juu kuna watu wanatusiananga huku wanakufanyanga usikie vibaya. And those words of discouragement, they subconsciously move with you throughout your life if you are not able to deal with them. You get, you want to start something and you remember your dad once told you are a failure. Wewe ni mjinga. If you do not have the enough strength to overcome uyo imposter, uyo wewe, uyo mwenye anakuongelesha, your conscious mind, the bad angel, the bad demon on your right, on your left shoulder, if you listen to him, you end up failing at each and everything that you do. You get. And if you listen to the angel on the right shoulder, you find yourself overcoming self-doubt. You find yourself overcoming and unworthiness. You find yourself overcoming depression. And you find yourself more interested in working hard, in doing something, in starting things. You get. So, sometimes when we are together as a group of people, we suffer pluralistic ignorance, where we are doubting ourselves in private, but then again, instead of speaking ourselves, instead of kusema that AE project imenilemea at this point, we think we are alone. Unaona? So we endure going through hard times alone, which is not how it's supposed to be, which is not how you deal with these things today. Squeeze your connect kama be a man. Being a man is talking about what you're feeling. If I had not talked to my bigger brother about this podcast, I would have never started it. Haikuwa, like I wanted to talk to people, but I did not have the courage to do it, you see? So, nimalize kuongea kile nilikuwa naongea, I want to say that as humans, as people who know each other, as people of the same species, we should always treat each other nicely. Let me tell you why. If someone is having a hard time and you yourself can notice umse ananyaye analemewa na kitu, ama you see that umse akona so much self-doubt hataki kufanya kitu, a word of encouragement will never hurt a person, will never hurt you who is saying it, will be beneficial to both of you. Because once umeambia mse, if let's say my big brother wasn't there, if let's say my friend Mugasa was like tulikuwa tunaonana na yeye, alafu nimwambie bro, by the way I wanted to start a podcast, and then aniambie by the way bro, anzisha, tutakusikiza nini, tutakupea support nini, like the way he told me after I started the first episode. If we learn to give each other words of encouragement, then people will be people's self-confidence will be so built up that watu watakuwa free with what they want. You get, if people start talking about things that are hard for them, if people start saying that I feel so insecure about starting this certain business, and you guys as friends mumwambie boss, we anzishe hii biashara, tutakupush. Unaona, hakuna mtu atawai sikia ati ako down juu ya kitu kama hiyo. Kila mtu ataku, by the way, inasaidia. Unaona, it makes a person feel very nice, and eventually the imposter syndrome ina wear out and you become so confident. Unakuwa sasa a bad bitch, unakuwa big boss, unakuwa a don. Unaona, it takes steps, and the first step is talking it out. Okay, sawa sawa, nimemaliza kuongea, nimechoka. I wanted to leave you guys with a statement. Nice guys are not nice guys if they have an intention. Sawa sawa. See you next week on the next episode of the Everything Podcast. Have a great week. Yeah, peace.